Welcome to another episode of Kitaku. I'm your host, Joseph, and with me, my co-host, John.
Always and always the host in this case.
Today, we will be trying to figure out which state has the best tasting anime. But plans have changed.
Plans have changed.
Due to the fact of not enough responses, this is going to be, it's going to just be too biased towards Lagos, you know? A lot of people from Lagos just replied, and every other state are not enough
exactly
to make a completely sane judgment. Because if we're going to go, even if we're going to still judge by what we have, the little number, which is just 19 responses, it's just, Lagos is definitely taking it because it has a lot of like options, like a bunch of animes together. So it would be hard to like say that one person that replied from one state has better taste than the whole of the 9 people that replied from Lagos. So it's just going to be too biased and that. So change your plans. We're going to just be judging everyone's taste that replied. So if you replied, we're judging your taste.
Exactly. So I think that's going to be a better approach to this.
Exactly. So it'd be better in regards, and well, not to say that one state has a bad taste. Everyone has good taste.
Yeah, this is on you. You didn't reply, so you don't get to judge your taste.
So for those of you that replied, judge your taste before we mention the name. You know, just I don't know how it to go, but let's just see how it goes. We'll start with anime. So first up, first person from Bayelsa State.
Okay.
So his taste was Naruto, Bleach, Mob Psycho. The thing about this combination,
top three favorites.
Yeah, the thing about this combination is it was almost leaning towards the
three, then it just went off course
to Mob Psycho.
Well, I only say it's that bad though, but why exactly Mob Psycho? What stuck out to you with Mob Psycho though? That Naruto and Bleach also did the same.
Is there something in common with three of them? So we can try and really pin it down
can
to that.
Can you match anything? The Mob power skill, how strong they are, the main characters.
Man, Bleach, that one's Ichigo's fault, man.
That
guy just collect genes from everywhere.
Actually, Naruto. I think it's actually the main character, probably, how strong they are. Maybe it's that kind of people that like the main character being the OP one.
Yeah, very strong. That's true. But Naruto took time before he became strong.
But last, he became strong.
That's true. So, pretty decent. Almost generic, but that Mob Psycho just came out of nowhere.
So made that wave format just wave at us.
So it's a bit
flicker.
It's good. Yeah, actually, it's good. It's good, actually. For Naruto and Bleach being there, that's actually that shows that this is someone that can stick through hard times. Naruto and Bleach.
Yeah.
He went through Naruto, he went through Bleach. He went through
all those filler.
The bounce arc.
He went through all the filler.
And
you deserve a medal, man.
Well, honestly. Next up from Lagos, Bleach Full Metal Alchemist 86. Another one from nowhere.
Of course, again.
But 86. Well, let me see what's common here.
What is common?
There's nothing common here actually. 86 has good story. That's what 86 has going for, a good story and good plot. Fullmetal Alchemist is like a complete anime itself with everything. I said besides a lot of.
Well, I say what is in common is world building. In each of them. I'm not sure about Bleach though, but 86 and Fullmetal Alchemist have pretty good and decent world building.
That's true. Anyway. Bleach. They don't have world building. It feels like they just build on existing ideas that came to mind. Like that came to our forefront.
Yeah.
After it has been in shadows for some time. But that's still part of world building. But yeah, I guess you can call it world building, but that 86 though, that's really good. That's
good world building.
I commend that. No one else here has 86 as their favorite anime. I feel like this merely. It's not. For the person that was like Bayelsa State, that is Naruto, Bleach, Mob Psycho. That's Broccoli. Yeah, Twitter, I know that guy. From Lagos, Dots. Not sure who I know that is. Probably somewhere around now. Next person from ABJ. Naruto Hunter x Hunter AOT.
No, that's generic. That's quite generic. I don't know why it just stuck out to me as generic. But
it's like the one thing that you have.
You know, when I saw AOT there, I was like, yeah, a generic type shit going on.
Well, Hunter, he's someone that can. He's dedicated. Let's call it that. He's a dedicated fan. Stuck to Naruto. Watch Hunter, another long anime. Watch AOT, another reasonably long anime.
If it's there as the top three, that means he probably finished it.
Obviously. Why would you put something you didn't finish? Did you put something you didn't finish?
It's possible. It's very possible, actually.
Well, you determine someone something's your favorite anime by just three episodes.
Hey, no, maybe he won't. Like, you know, AOT is long with so many chapters, so many episodes, so many seasons. Yes. So maybe he didn't really watch, like, maybe the final one of those movies. And just, all right, this has been my favorite for like years now. So why don't I just put it there? Quite possible, but I don't think it's likely in this case.
Okay. Okay, let me just move on to his manga side and just look, take a quick peek. Death Note, One Piece, Berserk.
Kind of, how are you doing this?
That is very scattered. From the generic anime to a very, oh my goodness, Death Note, One Piece, Berserk. There's a lot of dark things here.
Quite precise.
No, this is a lot of darkness. The One Piece... it's a bit light, like
it's
happy, but
it's dark. It's just dark. Parts.
Exactly. So, man. Well,
I commend you for that, though.
I commend you for what?
For going through gruesome.
It is not suffering. I just one thing here that's berserk that you went through. Nothing else. One Piece is a long story, unless you want to call One Piece gruesome to go through.
Well, some people would.
Death Note. I think it's like psychological. Okay, wait. No, that's one. But I don't put Death Note anime, you know? But anyway. And let me go back a bit. The first Dots from Lagos that we mentioned earlier.
How are we doing this?
I made a mistake. I skipped the manga, so we're going back to the beginning. Dots from Lagos. Kekai Sensei and Bleach.
Oh my, okay, that's very surprising.
Bleach and Promised Neverland. Wait, you read Bleach the manga and watched Bleach the anime? What this guy is dedication.
Dedication, man. This is beauty.
Promised Neverland is here. Kekai Sensei. Damn, I've never seen anyone that has actually read Kekai Sensei.
This is beauty right here, man. I have to commend this.
Peak comedy.
Not just comedy, everything about this guy, from his action to his world to its pacing, guys,
his characters,
everything was perfect.
I wish there were more things out of it.
It was perfect, yeah.
Promised Neverland. A bit of psychological there.
Also that again, that was... This Dots, I give it to you. I give it to you, yes. This is something.
Going back to the first person, Broccoli. Oh, why the hell? Broccoli AD. His mangas were Berserk, Bleach, Domestic Girlfriend.
I see you like some spice in your life.
This is another person that watched the anime and read the manga.
Bleach again?
Exactly. Everybody that watched Bleach went to read the manga besides me.
Okay, I think I guess it's when Bleach stopped.
Okay, that's true. So that means these people most likely are just watching Thousand Year Blow Arc just to see animation.
Exactly, that's despite what it's
No wonder they're also old gen fans, actually. They were there through it all.
Domestic Girlfriend, come on, this is something. Wow, this is something to see.
It's a trash rom-com, but yeah.
It's not trash, it's magnificent.
It's basic.
There's nothing basic about Domestic Girlfriend, man. This is something in-depth.
In depth in some wrong ways.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright, next person, we're going to be going in a straight line now. Anime, manga. Then last we'll do the No, I think we messed up the setting of this whole.
Yeah, you completely did. I was just wondering how you're going to do this. I was looking at you. What are you doing?
Should I just skip some people's last thoughts? But anyway, I'll do that. Last of the segments later on, somehow. Wow. Next up, Enugu. And this is Mendy. Oh, Mendy. I see. Old gen fan. Summertime rendering, Bleach, Heavenly Delusions. Why is everybody putting Bleach, for God's sake?
It ain't that bad.
I know Bleach is good, but Bleach.
But my own is Heaven's Illusion. Why?
Heaven's Illusion is good now.
It's good, but after all the years, old gen fan, come on. Heaven's Illusion from where? Last year? I mean, it just recently came out and it topped every single anime of how many years ago? How? It's sure, it's good. It's very good, actually. But I need proof.
I mean, proof. The animation is good enough to give you proof. Summertime rendering is also there, too. It's also new. I just take 1 year back or two from Heavenly Illusion, that's Summertime rendering.
Not convinced.
A bit of mystery here. Summertime rendering has mystery. Heavenly Illusion has a lot of mystery surrounding Bleach. Well, I'm guessing
to a mild extent.
I'm guessing Bleach has been here for a long time. It's top three. Then the other two, Summertime, Heavenly Illusion, just dethroned something. Dethroned two things that were here. I don't know how these two animes were able to strong enough to dethrone what he had before, but
apparently
maybe they were weak stuff. But this to be able to dethrone.
Who knows? Maybe they're weak for him.
Not weak for him, definitely not. It's always all subjective, you can't enough. Not for us, actually, it's not our taste. So yeah, Summertime rendering, Heaven Delusion, Bleach. Nice.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, nice actually.
Next to the manga.
Hell's Paradise, Insomniacs After School.
Oh, that's a slice of life.
This slice of life. That was romance.
It is a slice of life.
No romance.
It is slice of life.
Okay.
With a dabble of romance.
let's see. Actually this is okay. I've not read Hell's Paradise, but the anime seems like it's doing some good stuff.
Insomniacs,
yeah,
he did very good.
Insomniacs After School. Well, I've not read it, so it's hard to try and put what to call this as. I'm guessing you just like the regular shonen stuff, then with a slice of life to chill later on.
So I mean, that's a perfect balance, a good balance.
But it could also mean that he doesn't read as much manga. So I've seen some of the tweets and it feels like he has read a lot of manga. But I don't know. But yeah, it gives this feeling that he hasn't read a lot of manga. Because he just gave two, Hell's Paradise and Insomniac After School. And both of them are new. So our next, new gen. New gen actually. So feels like he just started reading manga, let's say, not too long
ago. Or maybe he's easily swindled by the wind of currency, you know.
True, because Heaven Delusions and Summertime Rendering are in his top three anime current. And that's new one, you know. Okay, yeah, actually that should be it. He gets easily swayed by the new things, I suppose. That's that. All right, next up, Kaduna. This guy is,
Obed Ezra.
Yeah. Cardinal.
Cardinal is it.
Yeah. Old gen fan. Naruto, One Piece, Mob Psycho. What the hell? I've seen this before.
Oh. Except for the one.
Bleach. This is just switches.
Where the hell the Mob Psycho? Why is Mob Psycho sliding in from the corner?
Yes. It's like I see the animation and I just, you know. But why would Mob Psycho be like your favorite? I mean, I get it's a good anime, but Does it reach that level of
favorite?
This is my favorite anime out of all the things I've watched. I'll settle down and pick Mob Psycho.
I see it happening, but I don't see it happening so regularly like this. I would not see it happening so regularly.
This is surprising.
Pretty odd.
Actually.
Pretty odd.
Two people in a row. Oh no, two people just picking Mob Psycho, my favorite anime. You know, Bill, I said that season 3 touched some people there.
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah. Alright, moving on to the manga, Berserk, One Piece, Naruto. Oof.
Oof. This packs a punch.
Damn, you are strong.
You read One Piece, you read Naruto, you read Berserk. Those are all what? How many?
You are strong.
Chapters. My guy likes length.
This guy has been reading manga for a while.
He likes length.
You have read Naruto, One Piece, and you see, Berserk.
You watched Naruto and read Naruto.
Damn, that was another one again. Oh shit.
Naruto and One Piece. Naruto
yes, that means I was right. This guy has been reading manga for a while. For you to have watched Naruto and read Naruto means you've watched Naruto, forgot some things in Naruto, went back to the manga to relive the moment. Then for One Piece, you watch One Piece to a level that the manga is ahead of. Now went to the manga, and now you're mostly like probably reading the manga more now than the animation, because the animation is still behind the manga. Unless you want to check the animation once in a while just to see, you know, Zoro.
Or you have read the manga to completion, then you just like the One Piece, the anime is still here. All right, let me continue. Just watch the anime as it's
One Piece now. One Piece not completed.
No, like to where it's current.
Okay, yeah, same thing. What I'm saying, just rephrasing my words, thinking you're smarter or something.
It's the opposite, is it? Anyhow.
Yeah, anyway, next up, Edo State. This is Kaista. I'm just going to stop at Kaista.
Kaista is it?
Yeah. Old Gen fan. What the hell? Why are we having a lot of old Gen fans? Okay. AOT Naruto SAO. He had a good run.
What do you mean had a good run? I mean, the SAO was surprising.
It's more than surprising. It's making me doubt.
Well, it still clings on you fast as an old gen. I mean,
SAO actually, it shows that it's actually really old. It has been quite a while in this. But yet again,
is he?
It doesn't really show. Sure.
Okay, let's move on to the manga. Let's see whether I can reclaim his title of an old gen.
Chainsaw Man, JJK, God of Ice Cream.
Old fan, JJK.
No. What the fuck I tried to say? I read JJK.
That's you. That's you. You are shit too.
God of High School. Well, I didn't really say favorite manga though. I said top three manga. That mean also means the ones you like.
Three.
God of High School. JJK. Chainsaw Man. Either. Mm-hmm. He didn't read manga initially and just almost recently started getting to manga. That's the one way to explain why a lot of current stuff are here, more than this thing. But you know, that SAO shows that you're kind of old, you know, an old gen fan. But man, SAO has your top three, man. I don't know. If you're talking
quite,
about
quite scary.
If you're talking about season one, I can agree with you. You know, the idea was fresh, but you know, when you go into other parts before Alicization.
Because, you know, Alice was never mind.
So that's why. Anyhow, Alicization, it was kind of a slow burner. If you stick through that, well, kudos.
I did too. Never mind.
Good taste. I say it was questionable, but good taste. Next up, Niger, and his alias is Element E.
Element E, that sounds nice. That sounds, hey man, reminds me of what's it?
Let me a Rigby.
What's
Element O?
Oh, okay. Yep, I don't know why it reminds me of Scooby because of Z, Mr. E.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah,
that's kind of nigga. All right, old gen fan, One Piece, Frieren, Jobless Reincarnation.
This guy is cooking. He has cooked.
There's one clear thing for this. He likes adventure. Straight up.
There's nothing else
straight
you can
up
tell me about.
Adventure and fantasy. Good, pure adventure and fantasy.
God damn.
Fuck.
This guy, Elements E, you have surprised me. You have shot Frieren. Frieren, I am with you. I am with you on this one.
Let's go to manga. Ooh, Gachakuta, down that damn monster 8. Oh,
bruh.
This guy must.
Bruh.
So far, this guy has like the best setup so far. Freaking best setup.
I will send you money right now. Just drop your account.
The fuck? God, this setup is mad.
This setup is beautiful.
I actually want to meet this guy. Fuck. Damn.
Free, for you to watch free. Garcia Kuta. You know how rare that word is. We had an episode about this previously. And God damn. Garcia Kuta.
Garcia Monster 8 is generic. Monster 8 is very generic.
I'm actually not seeing it.
I've read it.
Like that.
The anime is about to come out on Twitter soon. But.
Oh, that's Kaiju number 8. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Kaiju number 8. It's just. It's generic. It's something that everyone will enjoy, but like, yeah, it's alright, Basha.
Element E.
Yeah, Element E. So far, best setup. Delta, Mother God.
What?
Okay. Old Gen fan.
That's his title getting misused.
But okay. Let's see. Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball JoJo.
A man of culture.
And something I don't know. Oh, wow. Alderamin on the sky. Is that an anime? Is that an actual anime?
I'm gonna look that up.
But really, damn. This is. Well. It's rare to see someone actually bring out JoJo to be on their top three or top anime. A lot of people barely watch JoJo and it gets really sidelined because it's weird or whatever people want to call it as these days. But damn, Dragon Ball, JoJo, that. But yeah, pretty good. Very strong selection like this, eh? Next up, manga. Oh, Hell's Paradise, Tokyo Revengers, Chainsaw Man.
Tokyo Revengers.
It's kind of like it.
Tokyo Revengers.
This is like a completely new manga setup. New mangas. All these are new mangas.
All these are new mangas. Very recent.
Oh, it's good.
It's not bad.
I like your JoJo and Dragon Ball.
Yep, I like that very, very nice.
I don't know the third one, but yeah. Solid setup. Well, you know, Element E is still leading that. Next up, Lagos. Bill. At least that's normal. New Gen fan. Here we go.
All right. I just want to be honest.
My Hero Academia. Solo Leveling, Blue Lock. Yes.
I can see it.
If he puts OGM fan, I would question. I would question this. So, yeah, definitely this is a new gen fan. My Academia, Solo Leveling.
This is very new.
Very new. What is. It might even be like 2020 or 2021 or so. Might be this. Actually, last year, Blue Lock is there. And it might have just caught up to My Hero Academia before it dropped last year.
No, he probably saw like season 4 or something. This looks nice. Let me just hop back to season 1. Maybe he didn't. He's still skeptical about it.
Manga. Nah. Okay, no manga. Yes, definitely. This guy just started fresh.
Really fresh.
Bill from Lagos. I don't know if that's your name, but yeah. This is the most fresh.
At least he's being honest with everything.
Actually. Some of these old gens are skeptical, boy. Who knows? Okay, next one. Lagos. Floating. Pariah.
Floating Pariah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that nigga.
Lagos again. Old gen fan misuse.
Bleach. Hunter. It's that time I got red. Can you tell the slime?
I question.
What do you question?
Slime.
Slime is good.
It's not bad. I mean, it's just. Why is it top? And
he became the Demon Lord and now he's overpowered.
That's not that.
And now you can use him in any fights against anybody.
I'm trying to see the connection between that that I am not really seeing.
There's no connection. Slime is all about grinding in the beginning, then later on it's all about I can beat this person. Is it about that? Yeah, slime was all about grinding in the beginning because it was a slime and it started building up slowly to stuff. Mm-hmm. And Hunter, mm-hmm. Good shonen. Bleach. Plot armor at its best. Yeah. There's a lot of difference here, and at least he has variants. A couple of variants. Next up, manga. Boys Abyss. Okay, I haven't read this. I have this in my library, but I haven't read it. I hear it's good. Dan Sakamoto Days. Okay.
That's very.
There might be a connection. There might be a connection. Using the manga and the anime, likes a good fight.
Okay.
Slime has fights. Hunter has fights. Bleach has fights.
I don't know about Dan.
I think Boys Abyss has a fight because it's a bit psychological. It was mostly psychological. Maybe has a point of thought. I don't know. Dan has fights. Good fight scenes. Sakamoto Days, pure fight scenes. So, yes. Likes a good fight in anime. Despite being old gen. I think most old gens are like this too. But alright, next up, Lagos. Again, ironic.
Alias. Ah, ironic.
Yeah. Alias is ironic. Alright. Okay, new gen fan. Bleach, Soul Leveling, JJK. Wait, new gen fan Bleach? How?
Down on your blood.
That's rough. I hope you started from the beginning, though.
Not quite sure.
I don't think anyone actually wants to stick through that beginning, I think. Of it. So, yeah. Bleach is there. That's a good stuff. Yeah, good stuff. So, leveling, peak. Right. JJK, peak, fighting again. New gen fan. Let's go all the way down to manga. I'm not sure if you have read this.
More again.
JJK again. Ragnar Crimson. Is the manga for Ragnar Crimson?
Yes, there is. It's in my library, but I never got to start it because the anime came out.
Interesting. So, maybe, most likely, finish Solo Leveling. He's watching the anime now. JJK is reading it after, recently. After maybe season 1 or 2, he watched it.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy is more back, like a new gen fan, but like more back than the other guy that had
no manga at all.
Exactly. So yeah, good new gen setup, I'm guessing, and the mangas are good actually. Ragnar Crimson. But anyway, moving on, we have ABJ. Okay, Adaring.
My G.
All right, mid gen fan. That's pre-COVID period.
Mm-hmm.
New gen after COVID period. Dragon Ball, domestic girlfriend.
Yes, I respect that.
Wait, we are not doing favoritism. You don't know him.
Sure.
Kurokuno Basket.
Okay, I saw it coming.
A mid gen fan with Dragon Ball. Huh. That's a solid start. Domestic girlfriend. I wonder, oldish rom com that has things that make you question romance. That's another thing. Kuroko no Basket.
It's a hidden beauty.
Shut up. Peak sports anime at its best. This is a really nice list, actually. It has everything you need. Fighting. Pure fighting, Dragon Ball. A little bit of comedy, romance, slice of life, domestic girlfriend, Kuroko no Basket for sports. This is like a balanced life.
This is a balanced life.
This is a balanced list. Element E has the best selection of this, but this is looking like
this is balanced list
I've seen. Then for mangas, JJK, Solo Leveling, Blue Lock. Is the same? Okay, not the same thing. If he had one slice of life in there, it would have been an also balanced manga list. But JJK, Solo Leveling, Blue Lock. That's nice. Blue Lock and manga. I've been hearing things about that thing.
Blue Lock manga.
Yeah,
it's like very crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still cringe. Let's go next up. There's one answer from Kana, but well, he doesn't have top three favorite anime because he watched lots, so he can't pick one. That's what he said. Top three mangas: JJK, Chainsaw Man, Bleach. Bleach manga. Okay. Kudos there. Chainsaw Man, good. JJK, good. Let's go back. ABJ, Alias, Eren Jaeger. Wow.
That's nice. I mean, what came to your mind to just...
AOT is not here.
I'm telling you, if AOT is not here.
Mid Gen fan. JJK, Demon Slayer, AOT. As I said.
I say mid gen or new gen? Anyways, proceed.
Before COVID started, this started down. Demon Slayer at least started.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I remember.
And AOT was there since. So at least those were there. JJK just probably came into the mix right now because it's all everywhere and it's all most people are thinking of right now. JJK this, JJK that. Man, their fans are getting irritating actually. Really irritating.
Very toxic.
They're the new One Piece fans. Oh, but worse. No manga at all, so...
He just left it blank. He just left it blank.
Well, he doesn't have top three manga. I don't attack him. He doesn't read manga.
All right.
Probably
all right,
an anime-only right. guy. From ABJ. Sha. It's my fault. All right, Lagos. Merlin. Oh, Merlin is here. Okay. Mistake. He's also from Lagos. I mean, he's from Lagos. Mid Gen fan... Yes, actually, I expected that. 86. That's what I was expecting to see as his first. His profile picture is literally 86. Mostly all he talks about. All
right.
Twitter, most of the time, is 86. Bongos Traders, Gintama. Oh, this is good. Merlin, yo.
Gintama. Peak.
You have a good setup. What the hell?
You have peak on your list. I commend you.
This is good, actually. Oh, let's go to manga. Kaiju number 8, Hell's Paradise, and something I don't know.
Oh, my God. You read this. Come on.
English, please.
I don't know. Jujika no Rokunin, guy, that shit is nice. That shit is big. I understand why it's on your top. I understand quite well.
Man, really.
It's like a... Should I even get into that? No, I'm not getting into
that. What's it about? Roughly, very short.
A revenge story about bullies, but this girl escalates to death level.
So, some people bullied someone.
Yeah.
Then he's getting revenge on the bullies.
On each of them.
Wait. I think I know what this is. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get revenge on them one by one. Okay, wait. Oh, I've heard of this before, and I think I explained it
to you once.
I remember that. Is you that explained it to me?
Yeah.
Let me text Merlin
it's
real
quite,
quick.
Quite nice. It's quite the good.
He's the next best setup I've seen
the
here.
The next best, definitely. Gintama.
Anime and manga. Let me check Element E again. What was his own setup?
Element E, that Gashakuta is sticking with me right there.
All right, okay. Next up. From Lagos, but from Ogun. Well, okay. Lagos. Lagos.
Quite the specifics, but...
Cora's Elbow. Oh, this
No,
guy.
Let's sit down here with this for a good minute. Cora's Elbow. First, why Cora? Second, why the elbow? Why is it the elbow
I'm guessing because the elbow has a more likelihood of hitting the boob in the case of blocking an attack because she's always blocking an attack from someone and never attacking someone.
What kind of analogy is that?
That's an analogy that's
why
I'll
did that
by.
How did think about it.
Someone's throwing bend into her, she's trying to block, boom, elbow to the boob, trying to block fire, boom, elbow to the boob. See where I'm going with this?
This guy loves boobs.
End of story. Cora's elbow, nice.
Okay, sure.
I know your analogy for this, but I'm guessing is what I'm thinking. You know, both of us probably think alike. So, yes, new gen fan. I expected this actually from your tweets. I actually expected this. All right. No, okay. These are not my best anime but my personal these are not my best anime. AOT, what the hell, what's up with this? Okay, I'm not saying this best anime is AOT, then his personal favorites are JoJo, Dragon Balls, and Disastrous Life of Psyche. You're a new gen.
Are you sure about that? Well, actually, maybe he's being honest about our new gen, because some new gens can actually go back to start.
Yeah, it's something. It's very rare, but yeah. And also remember something, he also told me something like when we're talking about trying to recommend anime, or if Naruto is good anime to recommend someone for a start. He told me he started like around 2020 or so. And the way he explained it was he got inspiration from the games before he got into the anime. So that was his argument of why he was able to use Naruto to be able to start as a first. Meanwhile, arguing that you can't use Naruto because Naruto is quite lengthy, and a couple of people that are trying to get to an anime new right now are low on patience to be able to go through that. So yeah, I feel like he probably had like he had to go through a lot of things, you know. JoJo is here, Dragon Ball is here, so I feel like he's the kind of new gen that probably went back, like according to what you said, started from behind and is watching anime that he likes and is going and is not really influenced probably by new things, because going to his manga now, Vagabond is there, Vinland Saga is there, and One Piece is there. Bro, this is like a new gen that will actually listen to his opinion.
Yeah,
this guy is solid in the right place. This is the best new gen on this list so far.
Pretty much. Coral's Elbow, give it to you.
Yeah, I like your, Coral Elbow.
Nah, I don't think that's what he meant. But anyway. I think it was just random. I think it was very random.
All right, next up, Edo State. This is Mimi. Is it a girl? Maybe. Okay, new gen 2. Fire Force, AOT, JJK. Yeah, new gen.
Yeah, approve.
Definitely. Manga, Demon Slayer, Uzumaki Tome.
Uzumaki
probably likes horror. Or she just wanted to check how bad Uzumaki was, you know. That's mostly how anybody got into Uzumaki.
Was it how I got into Uzumaki?
Yes.
I think sort of.
Yeah, you just hear things about it, how bad it is, how probably scary it probably is. And you now check it out.
Man, Jujito is quite something.
Alright, last on the list is also Edo State, but he wrote Benin, so don't confuse me. Ghost from Benin State. Old Gen, okay. Last old Gen on the list. AOT, Noblesse, Vampire Hunter D. Eek, this guy is old.
Bro, yeah.
Oh, Vampire Hunter D, Noblesse. Okay, Noblesse just came out recently.
Yeah.
Vampire Hunter D. Yeah, I've never seen anyone mention Vampire Hunter D out loud. Out loud. Like, I haven't watched it either, but I know this thing's on the same level and as old as Mod Behind and Cowboy Bebop. I think it might even be either older than Samurai Champloo too.
Yeah, I think it's older than Samurai Champloo.
Around that same range of Trigon. Yes, I think so. Around the same range of Trigon. Damn. As far back.
You dug really far.
Man, I'm surprised I don't see anybody on this list win Inuyasha.
Inuyasha?
Yeah, Inuyasha. Yes, that. And probably Sailor Moon. Yeah, if I saw someone here, yeah, I swear.
Probably Sailor Moon.
You're supposed to be my daddy.
Actually,
but think about it, guy. If there was someone like that here, damn.
I'll be freaking surprised.
Although I'm bringing him as a guest, guy. But okay, let's see. For his manga, Vagabond Berserk, JJK. We should have just left out JJK. Yeah, but it's fine. The oldest gen here, according to his taste. And yes. Yeah, he put something else that was saying here. It rather cemented him as like the oldest gen here that has like most solid old gen taste. Okay, besides Noblesse and AOT. There was something else. No, besides Noblesse. Yeah.
I think it was Noblesse even.
Oh, wait, Noblesse is good. Why am I even saying this regarding Noblesse? Noblesse is good, but I've not read it. It's long to get into, but so far I've heard Noblesse is good. The manga, shall?
Yeah.
I think the anime they fucked up a bit. But yeah. Anyway, that's it for like, yeah, anime and manga taste. Now, moving on to, well, yeah, we also added an option for people to be able to give their, well, most, yeah, what do you call it now? How do you call this shit?
Yeah, opinions on,
yeah, unpopular opinions on most animes and stuff like that. And a couple of replies are crazy. You know, I don't know if I should mention their name as I'm giving this, what do you call it? A rundown of what they said. So, let's see. Let's start with the first person. What's his name? Let's go back to the first. Should I just mention what they said and just their name for the big reveal at the end? I think that should be better.
Yeah, that should be better.
Okay. Let's see. First person. Wait. Oh, this was your testing shit. I'll just put JJK stuff. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I was testing something and I think my opinion was quite accurate.
If we're going to put your opinion here, then we'll go back to what you put in every other place. You came to top three manga. You just put hentai. Why?
I mean, testing.
Favorite anime, you put Pengu.
Bro, that was intentional. That was very intentional. I just thought of it. Like, I just came up. The first thing that came to my mind, Pengu. Like, yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh. Pengu's an actual anime, right?
I believe it is.
Does anyone actually know what Pengu is? Like, it's a penguin cartoon.
Which was shown on Jim Jam back in the days, back when we were men, when we're men.
It's about a penguin that goes, what's the sound? It goes no, or whatever.
Yeah, I think you should be seeing that on TikTok, like, quite back then, last year. It was quite the thing.
You can still be showing it once in a while.
That's if it's on people's feed.
True. No, the algorithm is giving you what you want every day. All right, next, the official first person reply. Hunter x Hunter is overrated. Gojo is a fraud. One Piece is not good. Naruto and Bleach are the greatest. Mob Psycho is underrated. Naruto's son is a fraud.
Why? Okay.
That's how I remember Naruto's actually cast.
Oh my. This guy has identified every fraud in every anime, bro.
What do you have?
Why? But one opinion. Why is One Piece not good? What did One Piece do to you, bro?
I'm guessing he hasn't watched it, also, so he can't testify to how good One Piece is in actual sense.
Then
after you overlook,
then don't say anything about it. He just said it's not good. But I mean,
I'm very sure he's a new gen. Let me check this guy out.
Check this guy out.
This is second person.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. You're an old gen.
And you're slandering One Piece in such a very... Wow.
But at least he hates Boruto. That's a good thing.
How is that a good
thing? That's a good thing. He hates Boruto.
I mean, yeah, sure. Boruto deserves the hate, but... Bruh, I just say the complete fraud. I mean, he's not even credible for anything. How come he's fraudulent?
I was expecting you to say, why is the same Hunter is overrated? I think, let's not say overrated, it's rated in the right way. I feel, what's bad about Hunter x Hunter? There's nothing bad.
Actually, I don't think there's anything bad about this.
I think it's more on maybe what the fans try to pull out. Bring out of Hunter x Hunter. Maybe the way they picture or paint Hunter x Hunter is what he's against. Maybe they pushed it to him too much and tried watching it. It's not exactly what all they said. But anyway,
it was overhyped for him.
Yeah. Some people that get overhyped, people overhype certain things, so it becomes bad to them. Next up,
what's the next person's name?
Do we need to we talk about what they say before their name?
Okay, sure.
Not everyone has to die. Character growth can occur without death or loss. 100%. Definitely, guys. Yeah. I think this is
very targeted at AOT. I feel like this is targeted at AOT.
AOT, was it death didn't equal character development in AOT? You're looking at something that equal death. I mean,
character development
with death. Well, let's say Naruto.
Naruto. Yeah.
So this is Dots from Lagos.
Old gem fan. Understandable.
I guess. Next up, Itachi is quite dull for someone who is supposed to be a genius.
Why do you say that, my friend?
What did he do that's dumb? I actually want to talk to this guy.
Sickness, when he was sick, he didn't really treat it right.
I'm saying the way they termed his sickness is just an incurable sickness.
Did he really explain that to us?
But yes, yeah. Maybe the way he killed his whole clan and the way he went about supposedly protecting Konoha from the shadows when he didn't really look like a spirit. I don't even know how to explain
it. Well, he has to explain to himself in Onaruchi.
True. So that's, let me see, who's this? Who's which? Fox. 1, 2, 3. That's Shalak from ABG. Yes, if you find this guy, Sha. Don't drive around small. Ask a few questions. Alright, next up. Tokyo Ghoul anime was trash and period. Is that how they pronounce it? Yeah. Period should have never picked it up. Stick to the manga, it was better. Yes. I'll see. Is it 100% good?
I would agree.
Was it an unpopular opinion? It's actually a very popular opinion. Everyone knows Tokyo Ghoul's manga is better than the anime.
Yeah.
Those are people that don't read manga who will just say, okay, and just move on. And that's, let's see, Mendy.
From Enugu.
What those tech all these guys? Yes, they have small sense. Than the generic people are saying on Twitter. I've been hesitating to interact with some people.
You've been scarred from Twitter, man.
Alright, next up. Sukuna is overhyped and Gojo would have easily clapped him if not for the writer of JJK.
Yeah, I actually agree to that.
How do you mean you agree to that? They actually
about the Gojo parts, though. Gojo would have actually clapped him because I've actually been in conversation of JJK on how Gojo would have actually won that fight.
Okay, how do you think he would have won that fight?
You know, Gojo already defeated Mahoraga and the other.
Yeah, I know that already. Mahoraga.
Then Sukuna was there, so why not clan?
Sukuna had other things in store. Just that, I think that at that moment, the reason why I was using Mahoraga, and actually, there's a lot of loopholes in the writing of JJK that is confusing me till date. Because if Sukuna was this strong, why did he start using Mahoraga and the other core spirits at that moment instead of just going all out? If he's the strongest freaking core spirit, I mean, why the hell did you got to just go full, all right, I want a good fight, boom, bust out full on and just go and just fight instead of just doing shit? I mean, part of why he's strong is probably because of his tactics, but like, man, it's kind of annoying because the way he did Gojo, Sha. To an extent.
Yeah. I mean, because Gojo could actually defeat Mahoraga with one hand.
If he didn't have Mahoraga and every other thing, that fight would have gone a lot differently. But the annoying thing is that right now, so far, we haven't still seen the extent of Sukuna, which is the annoying part, because that whole fight felt like Sukuna was about to lose in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways.
And now it's just like everybody's attacking him. He's just like, And he's what do I call him? Sugar Boy, by the side, fighting Hikari, just saying that Hikari was like, I can feel Sukuna's presence, energy going lower, so that means we're winning. And he was not like, the only reason why his presence like is because he hasn't found like someone to entertain him, like someone to excite him to bring out his actual fighting spirit. So far, nobody has pushed him to the brink enough, push him to the brink of how Gojo pushed him to be able to help make him bring out more of his fighting experience or ginger or whatever, you know, something as an upgrade. So yes, that's how it works. It's annoying at one point, but
still, Gojo would actually win that fight.
Easily clap him, maybe. I don't think so.
Maybe not easily though, because lost.
But that's reality slash really came out of nowhere, actually. Really came out of nowhere. I don't even know if there's a clean explanation for why that happened or how that happened, but I don't know, man.
That's enough JJK talk, man. JJK is just coming up too much in this podcast, actually.
It's getting coming up too much. From now on, I'll try to ignore JJK. Okay, that's someone from Kaduna, Obed Ezra. Alright, next up. I hate Ichigo from Bleach, and I also hate the Executioner and her way of life. I've not watched that anime, so I don't know why you hate it.
Why do you hate Ichigo? Is my one question I would ask you.
Probably his bloodline, you know? The nigga's catching all
what
he's catching all the genes like Pokemon, guy.
Okay. But then, Ichigo doesn't deserve this much hate, man. Come on. Doesn't.
Really
doesn't, man.
Well, is there a legit reason to hate Ichigo?
I actually don't see any.
No, just
he's just living his life. He's just
living his. Okay.
You actually think of it. Ichigo does not really have like this main goal, so just determination to achieve this in my life.
Maybe that's
he's just trying to live. Trying to live, and these other obstacles are just coming. Like, why are you disturbing me? Let me just live. I don't want to really fight you guys. They're just coming to just destroy the place, like all home or a second home.
True. Maybe he just hates the way Ichigo is winning due to I train and I come back and fight you.
Talks.
Oh, that's Kaiser from Edo State, old gen, also the guy with SAO. Ha.
Then why do you hate Ichigo? Look at Kirito, for God's sake. That dude was overpowered. That was the definition of OP. That guy was broken, guy. In season one, I remember they were slashing this guy left and right. This guy was just standing there looking at you like, you punks. You, what the hell? Man, you need to get your facts straight, bro.
Alright, next up. Black Bullet and Dororo and underrated. One Punch Man is overhyped and Ichigo is a bastard.
Jesus. I will defend Ichigo from every single person that hates on Ichigo.
Okay.
Unless you have a legit reason. I'm still trying to figure out that legit reason.
I feel like, see, I told you, maybe it's just because of the way he just fights, lose. I go, train, come back, fight, win.
That could be it, but the guy with the SAO, Kirito is there. It's
you
Kirito
using
instead.
His taste to judge his sense of
yes,
judgment.
Yes, I will.
Alright, Black Bullet and Dororo are underrated.
I agree.
Dororo is not really underrated. Everybody knows Dororo is, most people know Dororo is good. It's just not out there as much as most anime. And it's better the way it is, actually. It's a good first anime to start from, and it's been out there shouting.
It takes away that feeling.
Yeah. Black Bullet. I enjoyed Black Bullet, actually. This first time I actually seen someone outrightly typing Black Bullet, and I'm serious.
Because we asked.
But yeah, Black Bullet was good. But I think the CGI had problem.
CGI was Black Bullet. Bullet. Yeah, but, it did.
But actually, when I finished it, I actually wanted to see like more of it, actually. But it was one of those things turning it. That's well was a one episode thing. And that's Element E.
Oh, the Element E, I see.
Wait.
This guy.
He had a good setup. Why man, Ichigo.
Come on, Element E, come on.
But there's I won't blame you actually. One Punch Man is overhyped.
questionable.
Questionable, is it? It's not questionable.
Overhyped. Well, actually see reason in that. For some reason, I actually see reason.
In what?
One Punch Man being overhyped.
Is it actually overhyped?
Well, it's not too overhyped. It's just mildly overhyped because, you know, people will just, maybe these new gens will come and just say, okay, One Punch Man, like, greatest, best out of everything I've watched. Then now overhype One Punch Man for the start because that's like one of their best few animes. For the first good few anime they've watched.
Okay. Makes sense. Element E. Yeah, your takes are not so bad. Yeah, Ichigo, a bit questionable, but I can actually see why a lot of people hate Ichigo. All right, next up. I feel like all these hyped anime should stop creating suspense by releasing only 24 minutes every 1 week. It's annoying and devastating. Well, my friend, that's how it has been since the 2000s. There's no changing it now, and I don't think there'll ever be a change. Unless it's Netflix that owns the anime, so, or a different streaming platform that owns the anime, so that. The reason why we're feeling the suspense is because the animes are airing now. If you're feeling too much suspense, just go watch something that's complete already. So
then come back to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that should just take care of it. You know, you don't need to be up to date with everybody. Everybody can do whatever they want to do. That's what I got from Delta Ogen. All right. Okay, next up. Ichigo is mainly carried by his genes.
I agree. Sure.
You agree.
Sure. I see reason in that. There's nothing to complain about that. I see reason.
Bill from Lagos. Next one. JJK is getting too tragic. Is it?
Yeah, more people are dying.
You guys are barely touching the tip of the iceberg, and this is tragic.
Yeah, well, yes. It's maybe an anime only. What is it? New gen?
Okay, maybe. I don't think it's a new gen. This should be... Oh, it's a new gen.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no. It's an old gen.
Never read manga then.
Let me see. No, he hasn't. Oh, he didn't. But that won't really tell because he just put that as a favorite. He didn't put it as favorite. It's possible. So maybe I read the manga and actually seen all the things that are going.
Okay.
But this feels more like an anime only type of thing, because right now if you're in the manga, you're just all about why is should have been like why is Sukuna beating everyone for no good reason.
Yeah, that should be more
so tragic. Should just be like I just finished Shibuya and I'm in pain.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Both My Hero Academia and Demon Slayer is extremely overrated. Don't get me wrong, I love Demon Slayer and My Hero MAH, but the hype behind both of them, especially MAH, is extremely annoying. And I stand by it because there are so many better and unpopular anime that deserve better hype. And them like Monster, Mushishi, Death Parade, Shogun, Ages of Death, etc. And don't get me wrong, it's just my honest opinion. I'm not getting you wrong. So it's a pretty decent take. But the reason why My Hero Academia and Demon Slayer overhype is extremely overrated is because of the new influx of new people watching anime, and that's the first thing they are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this would have been exactly what happened if Naruto aired during when there were a lot of anime fans and internet, TikTok was alive and every other thing was alive to make edits and this and here and there and bring in non-anime watchers and people that want to start anime and they are new and have terrible takes about it. But you really watched a lot of stuff. These are popular animes that deserve better hype. Monster. It's not going to get enough hype to get popular. It's a slow burner, a really slow burner. And a lot of people don't really like psychology. They mostly like action. So it'll be hard for Monster to reach that level that you're wanting to be. Mushishi definitely is not reaching even close to it. Monster might can reach a level, but Mushishi is definitely not rising to up. It's not even a slow burn, it's just a chill anime that you just watch because of it feels you're enjoying it and it feels good watching it. It's a slow pace that's just nice. Death Parade, well, it's good enough, but not a lot of people want to watch psychological again. Angels of Death, same thing. So that's just the thing. Most people don't like psychological. Most people just like action and fighting, and I win, you lose. All right, next up. Fact that people think anime is for kids.
Yeah, that was from who?
Did
you get to that?
That should be ironic from Lagos.
Ironic.
New gen.
I understand now. That's a very good take. Very good take.
True, but he's a new gen. That's surprising me. Mushishi and Monster is dead. This guy might have a solid foundation. It's just his top three that looks very generically new. Next is, I suppose, be Adrian from Abuja. I think, yeah, the fact that people say anime is for kids, so anyone who watches them is childish, I find it to be trash. True. A lot of people make us look like we're children just watching cartoons.
Because, I don't know, we just feel excitement from watching this.
Let's just say that. Our inner child shows more than them. They are in more of this, I'm a grown-up and I'm an adult, and they tend to show less of emotions when they watch shows or do things like us. Us, we still watch anime and all these things, so more of our inner child is there. Some of us might look serious and all that stuff normally outside, but by the time we start talking about anime, we're all excited because that is our means of escape. Once you mention someone's means of escape out of reality, they brighten up because they are happy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, nobody wants to be talking about the economy and everything. So, yeah. So that's why it seems more we're like kids and all that, because of our behavior during those type of time when things are mentioned. One Piece is overflocked. What do you mean by overflocked? That doesn't make sense.
Maybe it's just been too battered, too slandered, and just being treated like shit.
Actually, I don't know how to put it. That's the person from Ghana. All right, next up, read Bleach. It's good. Demon Slayer is a peak adaptation. Anyone that has actually grown up will realize that Ichigo is a more relatable and realistic character than Naruto and Luffy. True. Naruto is the quintessential shonen anime, but that is more due to popularity than overall quality. Black Clover is overhated. JJK, Chainsaw Man, and Hell's Paradise are peak. Vinland Saga Season 2 was practically flawless. R.I.P. Akira Toriyama. This guy had a very solid take.
Very solid.
And what he said about Bleach and Ichigo being the most relatable, that's actually something.
Yeah.
According to what you said, he just wants to leave.
He just wants to leave, exactly what I said.
And everybody just coming at him.
Everyone else just having determination and this goal in life. He just wants to leave.
Exactly. And people are coming at him and he's just like, why? Then they are not saying, save us, Ichigo. You're the only one that can save the society.
Exactly. He didn't necessarily ask for it.
That's true. Maybe this is an old... Oh, not an old gen, mid gen.
What's that?
Eren Yeager,
okay. I see all them Yeagerish movements have got into you.
That's true. Alright, next up. Cowboy Bebop is the most overrated anime. Overrated anime.
Question. Go on.
Of all time. Every single thing about... Okay, every single thing about it is just a 7 over 10 except for the opening song title.
Agreed.
I'll beat you up, I swear.
Calm down.
The beginning of One Piece
He listed it, bro.
Two. The beginning of One Piece is very poor for an anime of its caliber. The manga had much better fits beginners. Okay, the manga is better than watching the anime for beginning One Piece. Yeah, that's true. Your name is the most overrated. What the hell is going on here?
Bro, calm down, bro. What the hell is going on?
Most overrated anime of all time. It started out well.
I thought that was Cowboy Bebop, bro.
It started out well, but the story is just so poorly written, and they don't bother to explain anything. Wait, what? What do you mean they don't bother to explain anything? Isn't your name... Wait, am I mixing this up? Okay, silent voice is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Your name is what, exactly?
I never really watched your name, but the the Crips. I just see that one, that scene with the shooting star.
Oh shit, we haven't watched Your Name.
Yep. We haven't.
I can't judge this clearly, but who knows, Sham, he might be right. But the one for Cowboy Bebop, he is definitely not right. What the hell do you mean is the most overrated anime of all time? You're not seeing JJK. You're not freaking seeing JJK.
Calm down.
How many
is
7 over 10?
Let's be calm.
At least 8, 9.
This is a 7.
What the hell?
This is a safe
except
place.
For the opening song title. Have you listened to any song? I'm not going to be here. This is my favorite anime. Next,
you have number 4.
Number 4, Demon Slayer is not carried by his animation. It's coming from a guy who just watched season 1 and read the rest of the manga. It's an 8 over 10 story with 9 over 10 animation. What do you mean 8 over 10 for Demon Slayer and 7 over 10 for Cowboy Bebop? What's going on here? Wait, this has to be a new gen. This has
check
to
it,
be
confirm, new confirm it, confirm
this
it.
This is Mimi from Edo State. New gen. I said, I knew it. I
calm
knew
down.
It.
Yes, it proves the point. It proves the point.
Anyway.
Number 5.
Demon Slayer is not actually carried by his animation. His story should be lower than 8 over 10, but the animation, yeah, 9 over 10, yeah. JJK, number 5. JJK has become the most overrated new gen. Oh, you see JJK as overrated and how do you see JJK and Cowboy on the same pedestal, for God's sake?
Man.
No, I think even since Cowboy people are worse, or she sees Cowboy people say, of all time. Man. There are people in this life I'll beat you, but let me just proceed. Alright, next up is Parasite the Maximum isn't the peak they said it was, and I don't see why they should make a movie based off it. And someone was like, Naruto is annoying and ain't all that. Naruto is not an...
Maybe, is it
young,
Naruto as a character?
Yes. No, I think...
Or Naruto as a whole?
Naruto, when he was young, was quite annoying. To an extent. But Naruto as a character is not annoying now. Except for maybe the Tokunojutsu.
Yeah, except for that.
Yeah, that's all. Parasite is good. The fuck you mean it's not peak? Parasite is freaking big. Peak. Well, did they make a movie based off it? No, it's a series they're trying
to
make.
It's a series they're trying to make
based off it. And that series looks like it's also going to be good. Parasite is good now. Parasite is good. What the hell?
Yeah, it's good. I'll give it. Sure.
It's a good solid 7 over 10 or 6 over 10, depending on what you like in anime. But Parasite is good. Good. Maybe the person that overhyped it to you has issues.
Yeah, it's probably someone who overhyped it to
him. I think I might be wrong with the person that actually said that thing about Cowboy Bebop, though. Because I don't think these texts are aligning with. Let me just see. One, this is the tour to the last person. Let me track him down.
What are you trying to track?
The person that said something about Cowboy Bebop. If it's Mendy, I swear I will find him.
Tour to the last.
Cross elbow.
Why have you fallen on my hand so low?
What do you mean? Good thing. It's good thing someone that can text. I'm texting him after this. What do you mean? But anyway, Sha, that's all for the episode. It's been a fun episode, rating some of your, you know, takes here and there, and, well, really good takes.
Not really bad ones.
A lot of bad takes, actually, now I think about it. But yeah, good anime setups, good manga setups, and yeah. Hopefully, if you want us to rate your taste and, you know, popular, unpopular opinions, let us know and we'll just, you know, do a new form and we'll see.
Hopefully you get more responses this time.
Yeah, actually it's called it.
Wait,
nice.
What's that guy do with the Gashakuto again?
Element E.
You are the winner
of whatever we're going to cardio. The best setup in this
we
whole
shout
thing.
You out, man. We are shouting your Element E.
Exactly. See you on the next episode. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, follow us on X, Twitter, IG, in case I post something there.
In case you post something.
Comment down below what you think about everyone's takes so far that we've mentioned, if you can't remember anyone, or drop your own, you know, popular opinion, and we'll, like, get to it in the next episode. And yeah, it's been a fun episode. See y'all next week or next episode, depending on how the schedule goes. Ciao now.